Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Go to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
From the beginning, men hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. I mean, they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned. Or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God they would not deny, like a great angelic choir song. I can
wasn't always this way. I mean, my dad could even pray in school. Of course, they took that away from him, and then it became incorrect for us to believe in the Bible. And after that, they just stripped our right to worship away from us, and we quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. And take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father of the fathers.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be my robe.
Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory to the Eternal Rock of Ages. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. He is worthy of all praises and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Oh, my heart is overwhelmed with praises, with glory, with honor to Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God he is. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. What a mighty God you are, God. We bless you. We honor you. Praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. 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 How great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior. Lord, to thee, how great thou art. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, God, my Father. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And the psalmist said, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. And so we are yet to just bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship him. Hallelujah. Let us just meditate. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is my story.
Hallelujah.
This is my story.
Jesus.
Praising thank you, my Savior.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All the day long.
And you never stop praising.
This is my story.
Lord, you've been so good to me.
This is my story.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm praising my Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, oh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Perfect submission.
Thank you, Jesus.
All is at
hand. Thank you, Jesus.
I in my Savior.
Oh.
I'm just happy and I'm blessed.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, I'm just gorgeous.
Yes, Jesus.
Just looking above.
Jesus.
I'm with you. Yes, I am. I get lost in his love. That's why I can sing.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah. I can say this is my story. Because his benefits are new every morning.
Hallelujah.
His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread.
Yes.
And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about.
Thank you.
This is my
song. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm praising my Savior. Oh, yeah. Oh. I just want to praise him.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboy from IM, that IM Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one in the name of Jesus. He is awesome. He is mighty. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give him honor. We magnify his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, pour your grace and glory upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, let your glory fall upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the glory and you are the lifter of my head, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, if I had thousands and quadrillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you, Lord. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, to the depths of my soul. Lord, I say thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of every sin that we have committed. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us of sin, of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouse. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces and our nephews, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God, upon each and every one of us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. For your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, we cry out to you, mercy, mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God. Cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Rama Sanderiaku, Hikiya Mukuya Nakaya Naseteriaku, hallelujah, we pray for mercy, hallelujah, Uriya Masateria Kuria Masa, hallelujah, hallelujah, Remo, Yekere, Yekere Masateria Kuruma Sateria Kuruma, in the name of Jesus, Uriya Masandereka. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We bless his name. Have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, Uriya Masa Teriya Koriya Masim, hallelujah, Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak for us. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oria masandiria karamase. Oria masadedika. Hallelujah. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yekuria masadiriako. Hallelujah. Uria masadiria karamase. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, release the blood. Oh, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we cover Tina and Mandaka in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I cover Al and Ricky in the blood of Jesus. Their household in the blood of Jesus. Their children in the blood of Jesus. I cover Crystal in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for Crystal. Let the blood of Jesus speak for Tina. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus. We suck our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I release the blood of Jesus upon Joshua, oh God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon Christian Michael. The blood of Jesus upon Zechariah. The blood upon Apostle Irving. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak Tina in the blood of Jesus. Mandeka in the blood of Jesus. Ricky in the blood of Jesus. Uriya Masateriaka. Makari in the blood of Jesus. Shay in the blood of Jesus. Donovan, we cover him in the blood of Jesus. Yekuria Masandiriaka. The blood of Jesus. Mimi in the blood of Jesus. Yekuri Sidika Damasandir. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood that Jesus shed for us way back on Calvary, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. Hallelujah. It'll never, ever lose its power. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak our household in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around us. Everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Oh God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Holy on my Sunday, everyone under the sound of my voice and their household in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, let the blood speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins are girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the sword of the spirit, shield of faith. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the armor of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, O God. We give you the glory. Father, send your holy angels to assist us. Let your holy angels minister to us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels minister to each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Go and do your biddings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within. In the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and a glory within. In the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you this morning for fresh oil. We thank you this morning, O God, for fresh anointing, O God. Your fresh oil, your fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Jesus. And none of me. Hallelujah. Acts 17:27. That they will seek God. If perhaps they might grope for him and find him. Though he is not far from each one of us. 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 22:19. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. Psalm 14, verse 2. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Acts 15:16-17. After these things, I will return, and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen, and I will rebuild its ruins. I will restore it so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name. Amos 9:11-12. In that day, I will raise up the fallen booth of David, and wall will raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Father, thank you for this word this morning, that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Isaiah 55:6-7, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for who will abundantly pardon. Hosea 10:12, sow with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. It is time to seek the Lord till he comes to rain righteousness upon you. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:8. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. How many of us right here this morning are seeking the face of God? Hallelujah. Not because you're in the prayer. Look, not because you're in, you can be in the tabernacle. But do you seek his face? Hallelujah. Psalm 35, there will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Psalm 105:4, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Psalm 119:58, I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. Hallelujah. When you look for someone's help, and you're looking for someone to assist you, you need their service. You may want that person to do something for you, or to rectify, or maybe you have a problem, or you need to get out of a mess. For example, if you have a flat tire, you're driving, you will call AAA to fix it. When you go to the supermarket and you need meat, you will call the butcher to cut the meat or anything. You're seeking a service from that person. When you have a toothache, you go to the dentist for help. each time you are seeking the service of that person. Not necessarily a face, but you want that service. Amen? In the name of Jesus. Seeking the face of God and seeking the service of God. Because sometimes many of us, we only want his service. We want him to just fix things for us, but we do not. It doesn't necessarily mean we want his face. We want his service. Hallelujah. When a believer is facing a mountain that he or she cannot climb, or walking through a dark valley of life, God does it in a different way. He does not want you to first seek his service, but instead seek his face. Not his service, but his face. Seek God's face and not his hand. How many, honestly, this morning, you want the face of God and you don't want the hand, you want the hand of God and you do not want the face of God. You want his service. Seek God's face, not his hand. Seek to know God before seeking healing. Oh, heal me, heal me. Seek to know God better before seeking his help. When we got issues and problems, we want to seek his help. Yes, we don't want to seek his face, but that's that service. Seek to know God better before seeking his help. God wants you to know him, your creator. He wants you to know him. Somebody can knock to this door and they will say, oh, can I have this or can I have that? But they don't need to see the person who owns the place. They just want something from that person. But God wants us to seek his face. He wants to have a personal relationship with us, with you, with me. He wants to reveal himself to us. He don't want us to be an acquaintance. God has called us into sonship even before any title or name in the body of Christ. He wants a relationship. How will you feel every day your children come? They don't want to spend time with you. All they want, mommy gave me the money for this. Mommy gave me money for that. Or daddy gave me money for this. They don't want to spend time. All they want is what you can give them. There are people around. All they want is what you can give them. They're not interested in anything. And those are the people that will keep coming and keep coming and keep coming because they don't care how you feel. They don't care. They're not sensitive to your feelings. They just come to tick and tick and tick. But they don't care. It's all about me, myself, and I. God wants us to seek him, to get to know him. He longs for you to get beyond the acquaintance level. When Moses sought to know God, he got so close to him that he had to take off his shoes. But he realized he was standing on holy ground. When Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, sought to know God, he got so close that he had to cry out how unclean he was. He felt personally that he was so unclean, he felt. God's hands, we want his hands. His hands is so important because it is the hand of protection. wanting to protect us, wanting to give us, in Psalm 68:11, the hand of power, the hand of penitence to give. Psalm 70, verse 7, Psalm 89, verse 13, Psalm 95, verse 5, 102:25. The hand. One is here because we want service. Psalm 32, verse 4, the hand of the presence. The hand to be praised. The Bible does not instruct you to seek God's hand. The Bible instructs you to seek God's face first. Seek God's face before seeking his hand of help. Begin seeking God for who he is before seeking God for what he does for you. We ask you for more things than we even worship him. In God's presence, you will experience everything that you need. Everything that you need when you always, 1 Chronicles 16:11, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. When you seek God's face rather than his hand, you set yourself up for a traumatic change. That means that mountain that you're facing or that deep valley that you walk through will become so small in comparison to experiencing God's closeness, goodness, and greatness. Hallelujah. Because you're seeking his face, you know he's greater. No problem is greater than God. Seek his face. Seek his face. Just look at the face of Jesus Christ as he hung on the cross. When you look at his face was filled with pain and anguish, and then he commits himself to God the Father. Jesus looked at Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr. He was being stoned to death and experiencing pain. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. When he saw Jesus, Stephen, forgiveness filled his heart. He prayed. You see, when you seek the face of God, you want God to forgive. Jesus said, forgive them, but they know not what to do. Seeking the face of God. Seek his face before his hand. Get your communion ready. This whole week, we will talk about the difference, seeking the face, seeking the hand. We'll break those things down so you can have an understanding. But I'm telling you, seek the face of God. How many of you might go to an office and they will tell you you want to see the boss? And every day they would give excuse and they would send you to the assistant and this. And they would send you all over. You would never, you don't get those problems solved. But until you seek the face of that boss, I want to talk to, I want to see him. I want to see her. Father, this morning I pray that each and every one of us, Lord, put it in our hearts to seek your face, to get to know you more, to have a more intimate relationship with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, it is all about you and not about what you can give us. Hallelujah. We want a most intimate relationship with you, oh God. Hallelujah. Moses sought your face. Look at Enoch walk with God side by side. Hallelujah. Lord, I know it is my desire, always been my desire, to seek your face. And I pray it be my children as they grow in the Lord, that they always seek his face and get closer to him, that my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, generations yet unborn, they will seek the face of God first before it seek his hand. Hallelujah. Parents and grandparents who taught us, especially my grandmother, to seek the face of God first. I thank you, Lord, not the hand, but the face. Thank you for the impartation of God in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning as we come to take the Holy Communion, once again we ask for mercy. Fill us up, Almighty God. We ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. We invoke the covenant as in the blood of Jesus over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the refreshing. In the name of Jesus. Each and every one this morning, in the name of Jesus, that's up here to take this holy sacrament. Those that are right here, those that will take it at another time. Breathe on us, O God. Breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe upon the holy sacrament. Let the DNA that is in Jesus Christ be released in the holy sacrament. In Jesus' name, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. For as often as you eat this and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him that eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We claim all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs that is in the Holy Communion. We claim our healing and our deliverances, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But most importantly, we seek your face to know you better to spend more time with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we lift up the offering this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless the works of our hands. We pray for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we call forth increase, divine increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you even give us the strength of work to bring finances, oh God. Oh, you, Lord, we thank you and we bless you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we don't give grudgingly, but we give cheerfully to be used, kingdom of God. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, I pray the blessings of the Sabbath upon each and every one, O God, that we will rest in your presence, O God, on the seventh day you rested. O God, with all the so many things take place as we rest, even in our bodies. So, Father God, we want to be rejuvenated in Christ Jesus, in the spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day of resting, this Sabbath day. We receive every blessing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath day and weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us.